talking about facing Messi and Argentina in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. All right. We always wrap up crunch time. We're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and commence the festivities on a Tuesday. Alex.
Yeah, have fun with all of that, U.S. men's national team. Hey, to Louisiana DA Jerry Jones, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? Your name is Jerry Jones? Jones was tasked with charging Alabama football players Hootie Jones and Cam Robinson. Robinson is a star on the football team, their starter at tackle. Hootie is a reserve DB. Well, these Rhodes Scholars were arrested by police at 2 a.m. on May 17th with a gun, another stolen gun, and a bag of weed in their possession. I don't know how our senators feel about guns and our country feels about weed. Stolen guns and weed in Alabama are both very illegal. The gun charge is actually a felony. There is no dispute that they had those things in their possession in the car, yet Jerry Jones decided not to pursue prosecution. His reasoning.
I want to emphasize once again, the main reason that I'm doing this is that I refuse to ruin the life of two young men who have spent their adolescence and their teenage years working and sweating while we were all home under air conditioning to play football.
I mean,
what does that mean?
What he just said, you or I can think or say that. I mean, we'd catch crap for it, but a district attorney? So apparently, legally, they couldn't tie the gun or the weed to any individual in the car, so they couldn't charge anyone. Not that that stopped them from doing it before, but this is another case of, dude, turn off the camera. You don't have to make a statement. It makes you sound like a moron, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Art Briles, former Baylor coach, I ask.
What are you doing?
So this guy really is a phony and a sleaze.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently one of the victims of sexual assault because of the garbage he brought onto campus was expecting some support from him, an apology, but appears he was using her as leverage in his ongoing battle with the university. And once they settled last Friday, he backed out, never showed up at the mediation session where he was to apologize. She's suing the school because the coaches and university were very well aware of who they had brought onto campus, but turned a blind eye because, you know, football. And FYI, no explanation from Briles, but I'm sure he offered his prayers because that's how you stop a rapist, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Well, what a depressing two ways to start this for the college football world,
yeah,
isn't
really?
It? Jeez Louise. To Bart Starr, I ask.
What are you doing?
I love this one for like a bunch of reasons. We all know about Bart Starr's Hall of Fame playing career. Many of us, including myself, did not know Starr also coached the Packers from 75 to 83. We don't remember that because he wasn't very good. Only won 40% of his games, also in charge of player personnel, which could be the reason why he only won 40% of his games. On the Packers website this week, team historian Cliff Christie answered questions from fans. One of them was about Starr as a coach and about a rumor that Starr was convinced by scouts to draft Charles Johnson and Rich Campbell instead of Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott. Christie set the guy straight, that it was in fact Starr who decided to ignore several different scouts and pass on Montana, who was picked 11 picks later by the 49ers. One scout, Red Cochran, stormed out of the draft room, was furious with him. Then 2 years later, it was director of player personnel Dick Corrick who tried to convince Starr to pick Lott, only to have Starr ignore him, and another scout who told him Campbell, the guy they picked instead, couldn't play. So to recap, Charles Johnson played 3 years in the NFL, picked instead of Joe Montana. Rich Campbell played 4 years, picked instead of Ronnie Lott. So to Bart Starr, I say thank you very much as a 49ers fan. I also ask,
what are you doing?
To the USGA, who nearly bricked the U.S. Open, I ask,
what are you doing?
We've all seen the Dustin Johnson circumstance. On the fifth green, went through no actions of his own. The ball moved. Like Costanza said, it moved. He called an official over. It was obvious nothing outside the rules had occurred, but even 7 holes later, they informed him a review was taking place and he'd be penalized the shot. He won going away, but when umps or refs blow calls, the completely meaningless apology came. Today, we regret the distraction caused. Why regret anything? Just get it right, you morons. And still, they said in a press release, Dustin's putter contacted the ground to the side of the ball, and while everyone may not agree, we felt he caused the ball to move. Really? Maybe it's time for a trip to the ophthalmologist, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's so weird, because they didn't have to talk to him at all. Like, they could have just announced to the world that we're going to review this later or something like that, and then just told him after his round was over.
It
was instead
just
of
so,
playing.
So poorly
why
handled.
Are he still playing?
So poorly handled.
Oh, my God. To Cristiano Ronaldo, I ask.
What are you doing?
I really have to be careful here, because Ronaldo fans are nuts, and this is going out over the internet, so... Okay. Ronaldo plays his international ball for Portugal. Portugal played a match with Iceland in the Euro Championships. It was Iceland's first ever game in international competition. And oh, by the way, they happened to draw arguably the world's best player. The actual world's best player is Leo Messi, who is probably going to score 5 goals against Americans tonight. Arguably the world's best player, Ronaldo. So the Euro's smallest country facing the biggest name in the tournament, and scrappy Iceland showed up to play, getting a 1-1 draw, their first points and first goal in an international game, so they were happy about it. Ronaldo was not pleased. His quote, "I thought they'd won the Euros the way they celebrated at the end. It was unbelievable. When they don't try to play and just defend, this is, in my opinion, shows a small mentality and that they are not going to do anything in the competition. The problem with that, Ronaldo, is that they did do something. They tied you. Then they went on to get a draw against Hungary as well. And now they sit ahead of you in the standings on goal differential. I know I'm not the first person on earth to say this, but let me be the latest. Ronaldo, stop whining," as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Skip Bayless, and I know it's almost too easy, but I ask.
What are you doing?
In the immediate aftermath of the Cavs' victory in Game 7 to win the title, he tweets this. How can Kyrie Irving not be Finals MVP after his last 4 games? Wait, what? Wasn't LeBron James on the floor? Wasn't the best player in the solar system, averaging a triple-double, posting back-to-back 41-point games, finding his mates, crashing the glass, working his tail off, and leading the entire series in freaking blocked shots?
Everything.
It's a classic case of goofballs like Bayless or Screamin' A. Smith, or, you know, the list. Credibility, not so much. Desperate for attention, despite almost 2 million Twitter followers and an ESPN audience. Idea, raise the bar for your profession instead of turning into how low can you go limbo contest, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And apparently he sent out a tweet like before Game 7 where he said the Spurs would beat the Cavs in the finals or something like that.
He just can't give up, whether it's he's still insisting
that
the Colts muffed by not taking RG3. He's also on board with he's still going down fighting with his Tebow takes.
Man,
it's just,
he's the only one championing Tebow. Like, he's still the only one doing it. It doesn't make any sense. Like, let it go.
He can't let it go.
That's his problem.
He can't let it go. He's just ill, and he's getting a $25 million.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. He's being enabled. Like, he has enablers at ESPN. Now he has enablers at Fox. Like, they're giving him more money to do that crap.
This is not going to help his ego or his stupid takes or his complete inability to admit mistake, which is, you know, actually how you build character.
It's like Whitlock, Cowherd, and Bayless on Fox Sports. Like, I have less than zero interest to watch any of that.
Device I have so I never have to hear anything any of these guys ever have to say, unless it's so stupid we could play it and make fun of it.